95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in today.
I'm filling in for Sluggo.
Yes, you are. You want to try your little sound effects machine there and see if it works?
I can't scream as high as he can, but...
No.
No, I can't. I can't.
Okay.
All right, that works.
I'm number one.
All right.
Victory is mine.
Yeah.
So kiss my behind.
Yeah.
Boom, chaka-laka-laka, like a, in your face.
Well, that's a long
boom,
one.
Cha, ka cha ka ka ba, boom, ba, who's your daddy?
You have all that at your disposal to play at any point during the show.
Killer.
So good luck. Play me some porn music. You got it on that same page.
No way.
No, hit it.
No way.
Hit it.
Yeah.
Listen, it's when you it's how you use it.
It's context.
Yeah,
I get it.
You have to use it.
There's
at the right
something
time.
A little pornier than that, though. Oh, there we go.
And this is actual porn.
Yes.
Awesome.
I'm gonna play this every time we talk. LA, you're in for a treat today.
All right, let's talk about. You can stop it. You don't have to.
Okay.
Okay. Give me five today. We play five songs at 5 o'clock every day with a theme.
Yeah.
And the theme today is hearts. Heart.
Hearts.
Heart. Heart in the title.
It's a Marty Ballin song
heart
I'm thinking
in
of.
In the title.
Yeah. Hearts. Marty Ballin. Jefferson Airplane. Marty Ballin.
Not a big Jefferson Airplane.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm not sure if I can say that out loud here.
Yeah, you can.
All right. Say that. What's up with Florida on the show today?
Oh.
Weird jobs. We're going to take your calls in the 4 o'clock hour. The Nextdoor app. Have you ever looked at that?
The Nextdoor app?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'd look at it a lot.
Psychos.
It's a cesspool of insanity and NIMBYism. And,
it's the best, is what it is.
It is.
And we do Nextdoor app weekend update on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
We have one American dollar that you can actually win.
That I can actually win.
Uh-huh. And a new feature that's called Who Asked? Coming up next.
Oh, cool.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today. Here's the headline. Drinking cow urine, unfit for human, says new research.
What? Since when? That's ridiculous.
And my question is, who asked? They did a study.
Actually, yeah, that's a fair question.
But why would they do a study? Why? Who's trying to...
If you are stuck in the desert with a cow and you run out of water...
You drink your own
drink
urine,
the
don't
cow
you?
Cow urine.
I don't think you do.
I think I'd go with the cow urine before mine.
Well, this study says you're wrong.
Prejudiced. Oh,
this,
yeah?
This study says you're wrong. Yes, here it is. It's in an Indian accent.
Uh-huh.
Because in India, they consider cows holy.
Oh, God-like. So that would be a no-no.
Right.
Well, they're biased.
They are biased, yes. But here's the result.
Fresh cow urine may contain harmful bacteria and is unsuitable for direct human consumption. This is revealed in a research carried out by Bareilly-based ICAR, Indian Veterinary Research Institute.
Okay, so it was carried out by a research institute.
Right.
Asking if you can drink cow urine.
I understood about half of that, but yeah, okay,
right,
I got it.
Keep going.
The research also added that the urine of buffalo was more effective on certain bacteria, though.
Okay, so buffalo better. So if you're in the desert and you've got a cow, do not drink its
urine. Don't drink
its urine.
But if
you can see a buffalo, trade it for the cow.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because the buffalo urine is better.
If you're in Montana, or where is it that people are trying to pet buffalo? Maybe that's what the problem is.
I think it is Montana.
Montana. Getting attacked and run over by...
Bhoj Raj Singh and 3 PhD students of the country's premier animal research body conducted the study on healthy cows and bulls' urine samples. Mm. They discovered that the samples contained a minimum of 14 harmful bacteria types, with the most commonly found being E. coli.
Okay, so that's why you don't want to drink the cow urine.
Oh, wow.
That's why you try to trade it up for a buffalo.
Which can cause stomach infections. Singh, who heads the Department of Epidemiology at the Institute, told TOI, statistical analysis of 73 urine samples of cow, buffaloes and humans suggests that antibacterial activity in buffalo urine was far more superior than cow.
Okay.
Jeff, urine of buffalo was significantly more effective on bacteria like S. epidermides and E. raphonticii.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to use that, aren't you?
A lot.
Who asked? Like, why is this research being done?
They
tested humans, cows.
They did.
And buffalo.
And buffalo. Is that? Okay.
And human is first.
That's the best?
Yeah. In case you're in the desert. Cow?
Yeah.
Not the best.
Not the best.
So maybe
the
don't
worst.
Drink the cow.
Wow.
And then the buffalo.
You remember Better Call Saul, where he walked through the desert and somebody had a down little pee-pee. Right? Why are we talking about this? How was your Father's Day?
I'm sorry.
We're on the radio, Kevin.
I have to get the microphone set.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Kevin and Stu filling in for Sluggo today. We're both filling in for him somehow.
I need a snappy name like Sluggo's. That's
Stuo.
Stugo or something.
I don't think we have
that's not going to work,
that's
is
not it?
It
yet.
No. All right.
I need dollar. Yeah.
All right, you need a dollar. I'm going to give you a quiz.
Okay.
There's a top 10, and I think you're suited for this top 10. I think you'll do well.
I don't know what this is.
You don't know what the topic is, right?
I don't know what the topic is.
I'm going to give you the topic, and then you get six guesses to get four out of the top 10.
All right. It's like a
six game guesses
show.
To get four out of the top 10.
Six for four. Oh, I can do this.
The top 10 best metal songs of all time.
Oh.
Well, actually, I assume that you'll nail this.
I know some metal songs and the top 10 metal songs of all time.
Yes. You just need to get six guesses to get four right.
Oh, for crying out loud. All right, Master of Puppets.
Master of Puppets. Okay. Yes, that's number one.
I mean, Number of the Beast better be on there.
Number of the Beast.
Iron Maiden.
Let me look.
If it's not that one.
It's not that one.
Lame. Okay, The Trooper then.
The Trooper. Yes.
Okay.
You got two.
All right.
Four more guesses.
I'm gonna guess. Whoever put this list together has probably put Paranoid on there.
Paranoid is on there. Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God! I'm gonna get one. You'll need one more.
I need one more. Let's see. Is it gonna be? Metal songs about the
geez, kind of your thing.
Ace of Spades. Is Ace of Spades on there?
I'm
trying to think of like what my mom would think of if she knew metal songs.
I mean, that's the thing is
what do they think?
Ace of Spades is not on there. I'm gonna read you the full list so you can give me your feelings on it. But you have another guess to get one right.
I have another guess. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Do or Die.
Yep.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Do or Die.
Jeez. Metal. I mean, there's probably Slayer ought to be on that list, and they're not. Anthrax ought to be on that list, and they're not.
I'm going to agree with you and agree with you, so don't guess either of those. You have one guess left. I mean, what is metal is the most difficult question.
Enter Sandman. Is Enter Sandman on the list?
Enter Sandman is on the list.
Of course it's on the list. Yeah. Okay. This is the first time I've actually won the dollar.
Well done.
Woo-hoo!
Don't spend it all at once.
I'm going to have to.
Here's the list. Number 10, and tell me what you think. Okay. Number 10, War Pigs, Black Sabbath.
Yeah, all right.
Number 9, Enter Sandman, Metallica. You got that. Mm-hmm. Number 8, you got The Trooper, Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Number 7, Iron Man, Black Sabbath.
Yeah, sure.
Number 6, Painkiller. Judas Priest.
I mean, you could argue for a lot of Judas Priest songs. Actually, is the one that I would... I don't know if I'd start there, but Painkiller belongs on that list. Absolutely.
Paranoid, Black Sabbath.
Yeah, okay.
One, Metallica.
Yeah, you know, one changed a lot of stuff for a lot of people. So,
Holy Wars, The Punishment Doom.
I was going to go with a Megadeth song, and I was like, which one? I mean, Holy Wars is probably, that's the one.
How Would Be Thy Name?
Yeah.
Iron Maiden is number 2.
Sure.
And Master of Puppets is number 1.
Yeah, all right.
So, well done.
Whee! Yay for me.
You won a dollar.
I don't know where to go with this dollar.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today. Stu, you on Nextdoor app?
Yeah.
You one of those people?
Yeah.
You on it?
Reluctantly.
Yeah.
You
need to?
Every time I go on it, I'm like, why did I come? Because I get I'll get a notification in my junk mail that there's, and then there's a provocative subject line.
Of course, yeah.
And I'll go, this looks like something I didn't know about.
Fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
Okay, good. Right,
it's a powerful machine. You have to be careful.
I see. Wow, hand off the mouse. Anyway, so I always regret it. And then I was going, what am I doing? Turn this off and get back to work, or just get back to sleep, or whatever.
I do the opposite. I find the worst of,
and
those are great.
Yeah,
and I bring those in.
It's your job.
Yes, exactly. This is the Nextdoor app weekend update.
Oh, yeah.
This time of year, I grab weeds while I'm walking my dog and weave them into little wreaths that I leave around the neighborhood.
Oh, well, that's a nice thing.
Specifically because there is a woman on Nextdoor who is furious because she thinks there are signs of witchcraft.
Oh.
I encourage you to do the same.
I like that. That is, I wouldn't.
People torturing other people is hilarious.
Wouldn't regret look reading at that. Yeah.
Here's a poll. Should all neighbors be required to mow their lawn twice a week? Seems aggressive.
Wow.
Apparently, some people don't think it's important to keep their lawn up to reasonable standards, like mowing or maybe pulling a few weeds. Maybe I'm just being a crazy woman. Yes, you are.
Maybe.
But I think we should take pride in our, quote, hood. I'll let you decide. And then she puts up a poll, yes or no. And there's a 4% yes and 96% no.
Shocking. I mean, I kind of agree with her almost, like, in principle, just overall. Like, you know, if your house looks like a teardown,
twice a week is a lot, though. I mean, but if you're mowing it once a week.
Yeah, that's psychotic. That's manic. That's, you need help.
Yes, exactly. Hi, everyone. My next full inspection, access to all rooms, please, this is from an apartment, will be on Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Washing up, cleared away, gleaming, drained, spotless oven, all floors cleaned, all shower glass clean, and shower trays, shower bottles and cupboard, sinks and toilets clean, and weeding in the garden done, and also inside fridges clean.
That's a landlord letting his tenants know that he's going to come?
That is a landlord, yes.
That's the army.
And he's going to be looking for those things.
Oh, go to hell, dude.
Right, agreed.
I rent a house out. I don't talk to those guys ever. Check comes in on the first. It's good. See ya.
That's it. Just don't come in.
Nah.
Here's another one. Just a reminder to all parents this summer that if you should be doing, that they should be doing in an area that is zoned for commercial activity.
Doing what?
Just a reminder to all parents this summer that if your child plans to operate a lemonade stand.
Oh.
My bad. They should be doing so in an area that is zoned for commercial activity.
Oh, go to hell.
I have already had to file a few complaints with the county.
Who?
I understand the convenience these stands might offer for those who might be craving lemonade, but I would implore you to not patronize these stands as they do not uphold the character of our neighborhood.
I haven't had no sex!
Why are you playing random stuff? because that's who's writing this?
That's her problem.
In general, I think it's a good principle not to allow not to allow any commercial activity in residential areas. While some might say it would be nice to walk to a small grocer, salon, or beer garden, I've gotten used to driving to these things. It's the way our country has always been, and I'm sure there are good reasons for it. Still writing.
You bitch.
So next time you desire a cool lemon drink, drive on past the kids, ruining our neighborhood.
Oh, my God. I am so glad. That's not my neighborhood.
No, it is not. No, because I would have sicked you on her.
Ooh. Wow.
We are doing Nextdoor app weekend update.
The audacity.
Here's the last one. Interested in a chicken teddy bear, perhaps?
Yes.
And there's a picture
it's made of chicken.
Teddy bear that is made out of chicken.
That might, I don't know.
Chickens have plenty of extra parts.
I'm thinking about it.
I can make two bears. $25 if you supply your own chicken.
What the?
$35 if I supply the chicken.
Oh, my God.
Edible and can be cooked. Great family activity.
You know, wow.
Is that a great family activity?
I don't think so.
Put together
it's
chicken.
All effed up on a whole lot of levels, but I am intrigued. And if that was at a party or something, they made a beer can teddy bear chicken, I'm going to have some. I'm totally going to have some.
I'm with you on the beer can thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down with that as well. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo today.
Yay!
We're going to do a phone topic on strange jobs. You or someone you know had a strange job.
We've got strange jobs.
We do. This is a bizarre job. That's true.
I can't believe they give us any money to do this.
I know. It's insane.
Yeah.
But the particular article that I'm referring to is My Glamorous Life as a Professional Hand Model.
Ooh, I could do that. I could totally do that.
Why? Because you have a hand?
I have two hands.
But I mean, are they
doubly qualified?
You would think they would have to look better than our hands, no?
I don't know.
Everybody has hands.
I got five fingers.
Right, sure.
Not too many scars.
My hands have been covered in slime, dunked in milk, and covered in feathers.
All right.
I've held every kind of soda, burger, and gemstone.
Yeah.
Over the 20 years since she went full-time as a hand model.
Full-time hand model?
Yes.
You can work every day. I can hold things. I'm great at it.
You make enough money, maybe, that you don't have to work every day. I don't know, but it's full-time hand modeling.
Is there a union for that?
Over the years, she has mentally and physically trained herself to poke, grip, fan, slide, and spotlight everything from hundreds of lemons to precious gemstones.
She's trained herself mentally to poke and hold things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, now that's getting a little weird.
Yeah, it is getting a little weird. That's true.
Go on.
So Vice asks, how did you get into hand modeling? And she said that she wanted to be a model. And a guy one day who saw her headshot said, have you ever thought of hand modeling? Now, I would think that would be an insult.
That's an insult all the way, yeah.
Hey, there's a picture of my face here.
I pulled up next to her at a traffic light. She was picking her nose, but what a beautiful index finger she had. I had to get her number.
What kind of campaigns do you do? Huggies to Harry Winston and everything in between. I've held $30 million diamonds, and I've held snakes.
If you hold a $30 million diamond, hand modeling is over. Right. On that day.
As long as your legs work, you're good. Exactly. Just run with that.
You're like, bingo.
So strange jobs. Have you ever had a weird job?
I barely had any jobs. This is the one.
You never had to work outside radio?
Well, I get paid to make KLOS. Like, you know, that's what I do.
Right. And you do it well.
Thanks. You know what? I was a shooter boy one night.
What's a shooter boy?
Like, you know, with the shot. Yeah. It was at a male.
A fluffer?
Review. No. It was at a male review.
Yeah.
It was full of horny chicks, and they weren't trying to get drunk. And so I had shots for sale.
Oh, gotcha.
So I'm walking around.
But had to be all sexy and make the moves and get them all.
I just put on, like, a pair of Daisy Dukes and a nice shirt, and I just walked around. And I pulled like $800 cash out of that place and made a new friend that night as well.
Did you?
It was the greatest weird job of all time. It's not
that's
even weird.
Fantastic.
It's just a
no,
job.
That's great. 818-955-KLOS. The strangest jobs that you or your friends have had. You ran into somebody that had a job like that? I've never talked to anybody that's been a male stripper or a shooter.
Yeah, well,
whatever you
now
call
you
it.
Have.
Now that you're a shooter? In quotes?
Well, I mean, that's low-hanging fruit. I'm not going to take the bait. 818-955-KLOS. I can't wait to hear these.
Call now.
Make them weird.
Well, I mean, that's the idea. It's a weird job.
Yeah.
Somebody has to do it. So 818-955-KLOS.
Woo! That's good.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo today. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a hand model.
Hand model.
Which is a strange job.
Picking other people's noses, I thought of that one. That's a weird job.
I don't think that pays, though, does it?
Well, you know, it depends. Do you want actual money? No. But
I don't know what you're saying right now.
I don't either.
I don't have any idea.
I'm sorry.
But we're talking strange jobs. You had one?
I do. I had a very weird one. Went in for a job interview at a strip club to do security. They said no, but then they were like, we actually need somebody tonight to just watch this one area for about a couple hours. They told me when I got there to put on the security guard shirt. I sat there, two cars pulled up, some cash was exchanged and some kind of package was transferred from one car to the other. It was the middle of the night. Then they just took off and they left, and then they came back and they gave me a couple $100 and sent me on my way.
Fantastic. Totally legit.
Did you say, can I do this full time?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was hoping for. I was like, I would like to watch these potential drug deals. Like, oh, if anything happened, there's a gun in the glove box or in the box. I was like, okay, cool.
Wow. If anything happens.
Right. Good time. Yeah. So drug dealing.
That's great.
What? Drug dealing watching.
Security.
Security drug deal.
I guess.
Right.
Wow.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, you know, I don't really have an occupation that would define what you're talking about, but you might want to play Teenage Enema Nurse by Killer Pussy. I mean, that's a pretty bizarre occupation.
That's a great idea and a terrible job at the same time. 818-955-KLOS, your weird jobs that you or your friends have. We are talking about people who have weird jobs. You have one?
Yeah.
No,
I do.
Not you.
Not me.
No,
oh,
just
oh,
say
this
the caller.
On the
yeah,
phone.
The caller, yeah.
I did a last minute cover for my buddy down in San Diego, Petco Park, the Foo Fighters Festival at Petco Park.
Oh, Foo Fighters. Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So I was a forklift operator, so they put me on a forklift and they had me go on standby over in like this other parking lot. And I sat there for maybe about 6 hours. On standby, waiting for someone to come get me. And I'm like, okay, it's end of the shift. I don't get a break or a lunch, so let me go check out. And they're like, who are you? Like, asking me. So I'm like,
what do you mean? Like, you guys just had me go on standby for the last 6 hours over here. Like, oh, shit, we forgot about you, dude. Like, we're not even working on that section for tomorrow. I'm
like, oh. You were supposed to get the red stapler.
This is my stapler. The
that
red stapler.
Is hilarious. Oh, yeah. 6 hours, and they didn't even think that you, they didn't even remember you.
Yeah, no. Like, I checked in and everything, gave my ID, my certification. And who are you?
That's pretty great.
What do you mean?
Congratulations.
Congrats, yes.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
All right, Dr. Moriarty here. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Weird jobs is what we're talking about.
Yeah, I got, I think, one of the best ones for you guys.
So let's hear it.
I go into this interview, and they go, hey, how about some on-the-job training? I go, yeah, sounds good. So they go, all right, go into this room, and I get into this group, and they take me down to L.A., all the way down from Ventura County, so I'm about 2 hours away from my house, and they start selling sheets on the streets.
Sheets? Like bed sheets?
Bed sheets, but even worse, they were even interchanging the sizes, so they were selling, like, you know, false sizes to people, and then changing them in their trunk, and then going into, like, big, huge commercial buildings, and then selling them and pitching them to people, and that was, like, their motto, you know, ripping people off.
So, like, here's, like a twin bed fitted sheet, but then a queen-size sheet.
Yeah.
Were you good at that
type of thing?
What did you think you were interviewing? What job did you think you were interviewing for?
It was like, you know, for sales. I'm sure it was very minimal.
Just
on the
sales position. Yeah, okay.
I show up. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Undefined sales position.
All good right. times.
That's the world of sales, man.
Yes, it is. KLOS, hello.
Yeah. This might be a little more tough than weird, but we used to dig swimming pools by hand.
Oh, my God.
With a spoon. Rad.
No, it wasn't a spoon. It was shovels, jackhammers, and wheelbarrows.
Wow. Why? Why?
Yeah, why not a backhoe?
It was inaccessible. So we were up in the Hollywood Hills area, and there was no way to get tractors back there. So my dad would have me and my brother and usually a couple of friends, couple of laborers, take us about 2 to 3 weeks. Intense work. Crazy, crazy work.
Wow.
How did your dad pay you?
Oh, very well.
Oh, he did?
Oh, very well.
Yeah, he put a roof over your head and food on the table.
We had many friends that came out. They were one and done. They would work one day and be like, I'm not coming back out.
Right, because it's too hard.
Absolutely. It was extremely difficult work. So it was more tough than weird, but anyway.
It's also weird. Digging a pool by hand is weird.
You don't work in at a funeral home now, dude. Not a funeral home, but like a cemetery, because you'd be great at it, I'll bet.
I'm kind of related to the construction industry, but not funeral home, no.
That's too bad. That's your calling right there.
Wow.
You've trained for it your whole life.
How's your back today?
What's that? It's good. I'm 54 right now. I'm going to play basketball. I play just about 5-6 days a week.
Nice.
Listen to that. I love that.
Wow.
Good for you, bro.
Where can we apply?
You wouldn't want to do it, believe me.
This was very, very tough. Anything's easier than this radio stuff.
Yeah, this is really hard. 818-955-KLOS. We're taking your calls on the weirdest job you've ever had.
You got a blister on your finger, bro.
Stu is in for Sluggo today.
Trying.
In a few minutes, we have Give Me Five.
Oh, yeah.
Songs with Heart in the title. But right now, we're taking phone calls on weird jobs.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. We're talking about weird jobs.
Well, you know what got this all started was you guys were talking about hand modeling.
Yes,
and you're talking to somebody who has actually been a hand model.
No,
I believe every word you're saying. Absolutely.
No, I swear to God. Let me tell you what happened.
All right, let's hear.
I used to do extra work in the movies and TV.
Right.
In fact, I've been featured a lot where they show my face.
Right.
But the same people that booked me on the extra gigs.
Yeah.
Said, do you want to do this hand modeling thing? And I did it for a while, and you know why I got fired?
Because they heard your voice?
No. Because it was a military show, and I refused to get a crew cut because they were going to show the back of my head, too.
Oh. Well, I don't blame you on
that. I have long hair, and I don't want to get it cut.
What was your best hand modeling gig?
Well, I did probably about a dozen or so, and I would say it was on set. I think it might have been NCIS, and I enjoyed doing it, and I got paid for it, and it was really easy. One of them that I did was where I actually had to use my hand on a cell phone and do, like, a lot of different moves and stuff. It was really hard.
I bet.
But I was able to do it.
I bet. If you had to compare your hand to, like, a celebrity hand, who does it look like?
We're actually talking to a hand model.
We're talking to a real live hand model. This is great. But I don't get it. So they never called you back for the job that would have required you to get a crew cut, but they had other hand modeling jobs. They just wouldn't call you back. They held a grudge?
Yeah, I think they figured, you know, if he's not willing to get a crew cut, we're just going to replace him.
Sons of bitches.
Difficult, difficult talent.
Yeah.
Give me five.
Whoever sang this is a week.
Times in a row with Kevin and Stu and Snuggle.
Yeah. Stu is filling in today, and this goes out to listener Stu. Hungry Heart, Bruce Good. Springsteen. The theme is heart.
Good one, Stu.
Songs with heart in the title. 818-955-KLOS or at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
Oh, is this KLOS?
It is, yes. We're doing Gimme Five.
Oh, my God. What can you give me five songs with heart in it?
Nope, but if you can give me one request, we'll consider it.
Okay, Vandenberg, This Burning Heart of
Yes! Fire. I almost picked that one.
Thank you, man.
Great song.
All right, bye.
Okay. Bye now.
You got four more?
Stu is filling in. Hello.
Hey, so today's theme is songs with the word heart in the title?
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, do you think you can play Neil Young, Heart of Gold?
Kevin's favorite. Kevin's
right
favorite.
Right on.
Listen,
yeah.
We don't all love the same music.
But we can at least agree that he's a fantastic singer.
Oh, yeah, you got to admit that.
Look, I know.
It's great.
I know I'm in the minute, in the,
Yeah?
What's the word?
Minimum? Minority?
I know I'm in the... Not in the minority. I'm in the minority.
You are in the minority.
Yes. Don't love his voice.
You don't like me only his voice.
So we had a couple of different people call or request it, so we
You like his chops, right? You like his sideburns?
His sideburns are the best.
10 out of 10.
They're the best. No notes. Yeah. Yeah, they're great.
And song,
and
right?
To great. Wrap it up, Sydney wants to hear Heart-Shaped Box Sydney. By Nirvana.
Ooh. Sydney Pollack?
I'm sure.
Probably. Thanks, Sydney. We love your movies. Wait, is he still alive? I'm not sure.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today.
Yay!
It is time for What's Up with Florida.
And it's always time for What's Up with Florida.
There's no secret to the fact that Florida is where all of the stories come from.
Yeah,
all of the crazy stories.
That's what the title would suggest.
This particular one is a Michigan man.
What?
Who went to Florida, and then the funny story broke out.
He became a Florida man.
Yes. A Michigan man was caught by cops as he urinated on a police car in Florida. The defendant was taken into custody while still in the commission of the crime.
Wow.
So they just got out of the car and cuffed him.
That's a cop that's got no fear.
Right.
He was in like a hazmat suit or something. Just, come on, I don't care.
He was busted about 1 a.m. as he was peeing on the bumper of a sergeant's squad car.
Oh, never the sergeant, dude.
In
come on.
Downtown St. Petersburg.
Oh, I thought it was in Russia.
No, Johnson, who lives outside Detroit,
his name was Johnson?
Johnson, yes, that was his name. Johnson.
Sorry, go on.
Was uncooperative with questioning. I can't imagine what the questions there are. You're peeing on my car.
Are you peeing?
Right.
Then you're under arrest.
And if he says no, I mean, it's obviously it's yes.
What did you have to drink, maybe? What would you ask a peeing man?
He pled not guilty to disorderly conduct.
Of course, always plead not guilty.
But you were peeing on the car.
You can't prove it. I don't know. Devil's advocate.
I like devil's advocate. That's the side I want to be on.